something like that just be in there.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, my point is, what do I say Monday night? So at least if you'll do give your thought to that. I personally think I can get to just look at it this way. I think the most important thing to bear in mind is what you said yesterday. Looking at it right today, it has a very great effect.
It is.
My second point is that, therefore, as I said when we went in there, remember I said, whatever happens, whether it's a wash or whatever, remember you were saying, I said, if they even spend 3 weeks, we're going to claim that it was a success. We can. It has been. They have done well. Now, therefore, I think that's got to be the straight line. Put it right on there.
Absolutely.
Brazen and true. And don't let this press people force us to the other side. You know, not at all. Nevertheless, that doesn't matter so much. What really is going to happen is how the son of a bitch comes out. But I think your analysis is, as you said, after shoving it down for 2 hours, is the most reassuring thing of all. And I think more felt that way, too. I must say, he felt better than he did yesterday.
But he was at that same meeting, Mr. President. Of course, one had to be disappointed that it wasn't as decisive as it might have been. But if we compare it with anything else we could have done,
yeah,
it is a tremendous advantage over that. Secondly, after scrubbing down all the figures, I have spent now this week 5 hours on it, the impact of the operation has been a major plus. I'm going to have two memos for you. One that gives you how you a suggestion of how you might explain the nature of the impact to the public.
Right.
Without going into great figures.
That you can well know.
You know,
we can do a little of that on the Smith.
And add a lot of it on the 7th. On the 7th. Just give a hint of it to the Smith. Secondly, some figures that would illustrate this. So I think that we can justifiably claim that it has been a considerable success, and that it is better than anything else we could have done. And the other side was badly shaken. For example, there have been altogether 600 arc light strikes, strikes of B-52s. We've entered only 80 of those boxes. In each one of them we had a high body count, and in almost all of them we uncovered large weapons caches. So undoubtedly the destruction of supplies is greater than we know. Because even if not every box hit something, if even 50% of them hit something, it was...
And is your view that they will not go in on these raids that they refer to?
If you want my frank opinion, I do not believe...
We think Jude now has got his fight and he wants to come back.
I believe that the Jude's reasoning, I tried to reconstruct it for myself, what he might be thinking. I think Q has decided that he needs the 1st Division and these other units to run the election for him. They all live in the areas from which they were recruited. He doesn't want them to come home and have a lot of casualties in the areas where he's got to run for re-election. He wants the officers to have a high morale so that they can control the population for him. And he doesn't want to run the risk of morale. Because to us, one battalion isn't a hell of a lot. To him, one battalion is a district. And so I would say it is unlikely that he'll run those way.
Well, let's not say anything about it.
I would not say a thing about it.
Oh, they stay in there all April. They'll be in there on April 5th or 6th. They can't be out for the next... This is already in the 20th.
The major problem now, Mr. President, is to conduct the withdrawal in such a way that the enemy doesn't get a major victory out of it. This is what worries me. Haig has a cable here in which he says that they put in another division after Chaffaut. They could have broken the back of the North Vietnamese. It's one of these battles where both of them were on the roads. And one side, but let's forget about that. The danger is that they will... That of course, planned retreat is very hard, and if the enemy...
It's the hardest military maneuver.
And particularly if you have to do it with helicopters. So if the enemy locks on one or two regiments, we may get a few more bloody noses.
But we get a lot of bloody noses.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, Mr. President, there's absolutely no doubt that we have inflicted the five regiments that were north of Route 9 have never attacked again after Hill 31, even though this would be a good time for them to attack. We are now doing the same thing to the five regiments south of Route 9. So the other side is in fact saying
that one way they can do a more effective job. Well, I know they're trying, and the press won't carry it. Telling what is the truth, that as I said it yesterday, the South Vietnamese are now withdrawing. They've accomplished their purpose. They, you know what I mean?
That's
and that's that.
But we've got to do some tough briefing next week, and we've got to claim, I think your talk should kick it off, and then we all have to go out there and grind away at it. I think maybe I ought to give a background. I'm not eager to do it, but we have to tie it together so that we can, so it can look effective. And it was effective. It's a good victory. It's a good achievement. It isn't a decisive achievement. That's my present reading of it. But it has set back the possibility of their offensive. There's not going to be an offensive in 1st and 2nd Corps by them this year. There's no possibility of an offensive by them in Cambodia this year. And so we've achieved 70% of what we set out to do. And I think we've hurt them enough and shaken them up enough still to trigger the negotiation this summer. Our critics aren't going to give us a hard time now. And I'm afraid it's true. And if Chu had been a little more forthcoming, he had told us after he was in Japan what he was really up to, we could have played it into it. From a public relations point of view, we could have trumpeted the withdrawal as being made possible by the victory. But we can still do
it. They're beginning to hit that hard. I mean,
well, actually, the Washington Post had a good story today.
Of course.
It had a good story for the first time.
But it
didn't
give a balanced account.
It gave a rather balanced account, yeah. And it said there's a lot of confusion, but it stated a lot of blunders. I must say, Mr. President, after scrubbing the figures myself and if you talk to Schultz, the people who've been at these meetings with me, I'm the devil's advocate. I give everybody a hard time.
Right.
I had been very focused on the number of trucks that went through. What I had not focused on before these meetings was that it mattered also what's on the trucks. So that, for example, the fact that they had 50,000 troops in southern Laos where they had had 8,000 last year meant that a lot of the trucks had to carry rice and not ammunition. Secondly, with the destruction of the pipeline, a lot of the trucks had to carry gasoline.
The pipeline, without question, is destroyed.
Oh, yeah, no question about that. Well, they can rebuild it, but still it will take them a bit. It has been out of operation for several weeks.
Let's make that point.
So, one of the results of all of this has been that even at constant flows, a lot of it was consumables and not ammunition. Then if you add to it the expenditure of ammunition for 10 regiments, all the anti-aircraft expenditure, the destruction of caches, even if you don't count a single truck destroyed or interrupted, the throughput this year has got to be a lot less than it was last year. Now, the DIA figures, which CIA disputes, so a ridiculously small amount of paid claim that only 2,000 tons had come through. And while CIA argues with it and then has...
What do they claim?
Well, they won't claim anything.
Well, that's the trouble.
The CIA...
Like they did on the SS-9.
Well, now the CIA is sulking because of Sihanoukville. And...
Why? Because they made a mistake on it?
Yes. so now they won't give us any figures anymore. But the fact is that even if the 2,000 tons is wrong, and they tell us that so far only an eighth of the amount has gone in, whatever that eighth is, whether it's 2,000 tons or 10,000 tons, as last year. Now, that no one disputes. Now, if they do these raids, that would put another crimp into it.
That would be really great.
That would be great.
Because it would completely disarm our forces. I mean, they just make a raid in there. But they may. I don't discount it completely. I mean, they may be lying to us.
And I think we will see, as we did after Cambodia, a dwindling of military activity, a drop in our casualties.
Yes, sir.
And you'll have the troop announcement. I think what you should do with the troop announcement, Mr. President, just to give you my present thinking, is if you announce the withdrawal of 100,000 by December 1st, this would be then at a rate of about 14,000.
A little higher.
It would be a higher rate.
Yeah.
No one expects that.
100,000 is a good round number.
It's a good round number. Everyone would write it's a higher figure.
Increases the rate. I think we've got to indicate an increase in the rate, and that's all I can think about that.
And Laird has no idea. In fact, Laird is bellyaching that he can't make 12,500. I personally feel that at this stage, we've got to look after what may help you.
But the thing too is this, I noticed in a news summary this ridiculous stuff going on with Kissinger and Laird are now in a fight about troop control. Well, you and I know it's true.
I
think Laird is putting it out.
Laird is putting it out.
Nevertheless, Henry, by golly, Laird is family. I'm sure when Bill will be on that plane, talk to you about it.
Bill is with us.
I think Bill understands it because he was very good at his press conference. He
Mr. President,
if he called me, as a matter of fact, to show you that at least Bill can play it right on this issue, he called me before the press conference. Now, look, I'll say anything you want to do. My intention is to say that the president is going to make an announcement and I'm not going to say anything about it. And he said that.
My fight with Laird, such as it is to protect you. I want you. You to be in a position to make the announcement, not him.
Well, the whole point.
So even if I
waited in 1972, I think it was well to point out that I was very careful in my statement in the press conference. I didn't promise that I said the next troop announcement. I'll make the next troop announcement. And if you read the sentence, I said first I will make the next troop announcement. The rate of withdrawal will be at least at the present rate. Maybe I said at least at the present rate.
But you see, Mr. President, this stuff about Laird and I fighting. It's going to be made look ridiculous because you put out a bigger raid than
me. I was going to say to you, we were on the same wavelength, I thought we ought to come up with a number of 100,000.
Yeah.
I think it has to be a number that is dramatic.
Well, now the Joint Chiefs will die.
Well, God damn the Joint Chiefs.
But
we've done Cambodia with them, we've done Laos with them,
and
I have stuck with them. And I guess, frankly, the weather didn't clear up out there.
It would be a good time to get it off because it would be a signal to the North Vietnamese that we are still in there. I talked to Moore a few minutes ago. If it doesn't go Sunday morning, I think we've got to knock it off by Sunday morning. I don't see how, with my seeing with the Party Congress coming up, the Chinese really blasted Russia.
Chinese
here.
Bourgeois,
a real all-out blast just before their party conquered. So,
real fight.
Yeah.
Well, the Laird thing, we ought to go to 14,000. I can say 100,000, but I just don't count some of the damn, frankly, support forces. You know what I mean?
Well, but the way to handle that, Mr. President, now, is just to tell nobody. Let them talk
right.
The other way.
And then bring them in the day before.
Yeah, it's time.
You mean not told before everything else?
No, no, but last time, we told them an hour before.
Yeah.
But we can...
Well, we've got to find a way
the unhandlers this morning.
All right. They've got to know, and they've just got to say it. And listen, they've got to realize, too, that our services, who the hell's going to be sitting in this chair defending them? They've got to see my point? They have a hell of a stake in making us look a little good for a change. You know what I mean?
Well, I just can't believe
it. I think, frankly.
It's a one-month slip, and supposing if we set 100,000 by January 1st, which we could also do, that's at the rate of 12,500.
No.
You'd get them out anyway before Christmas. You wouldn't pull out anything.
Then we'll say we'll have another announcement
at the appropriate time.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is, when we are asked, we don't need to say it right then, but
that is that way you are doing it in, you're not giving the whole program, you're again doing something unexpected. Laird has been talking himself blue in the face about a rate of 12,500 and you're upping the rate. All this talk about the White House sitting on Laird is nonsense. Incidentally, I told this to Bob before this debate started. This is not a reaction. And I'm not fighting with Laird about only one thing, about two things. I want you to get the credit for it. You take the heat, so you ought to get the credit. And secondly, I want us to not indicate what we'll do next year so that we have a bargaining chip left with the North Vietnamese. That's after November, after October, I don't give a damn what we announce, because by then we won't be able to negotiate it anymore. So I wanted to get as many...
That's really when the time runs out, isn't it? It seems to me that the time for negotiation entry runs out about the 1st of October, if you agree.
Yeah, 1st October, 1st November, in that time frame.
That you know, in the month of October.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess you're right. What is there then to negotiate about? We don't have enough chip left for ourselves, do we?
No. We're prisoners. The residual force against prisoners. But then I would do that next year.
Yeah. And people will understand and support us on that.
And they'll...
By the residual force, it would simply mean the goddamn good airstrike force. That's what it should be.
But I think we've got the... we'll lose all the Hague, they'll be beside themselves.
Why?
Well, what the military are talking about is about 80,000 by January 1st.
Well, they always have.
And
we got to go for a bigger play now.
That's my view.
Tell them we got to go for a bigger play now so that we can make a lesser play later. No,
but I won't tell them anything until we get out of California.
I agree with you, but I think at the present time, we started playing the game with the cold.
And I won't tell, I don't think we ought to tell Laird anything.
I'm going to tell Laird Rogers, anybody, a damn thing about it.
You didn't see that. They called that you had talked to him on the phone this morning.
Laird?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Nobody. The only person I got was Moore.
Oh, it was Moore.
Moore, I talked to Moore about this same report he gave you.
Because,
And I never talked to him before with Moore either. No, I haven't talked to Laird. Laird didn't call me. Maybe he told me he thought he would.
No, but he knows he got slapped down yesterday.
That little memorandum.
Yeah.
That was enough.
I think still, and for the reasons of their own, I'm going to have a cold turkey talk with Dobrynin on Monday night. Tell him now that he's going back. Because they are dying to get a Berlin agreement.
Yeah.
Frankly, Brunt has practically given the dancing away. I think now with their Chinese troubles, their Polish troubles.
Are they ready? Yes, sir. Mark, you just said that. No, I don't need anything. I don't want a television on this.
Well, there is some. There is some.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. President,